Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. And we've been away for quite some time to recharge the batteries. We hope, inshallah, that you've had the opportunity to do so as well. And we're looking forward to our first verbal fitness session on Radio Islam International with Ronald in a few seconds' time. And then, at about a quarter to two, inshallah, we're joined by Janine Shamos. And she'll be talking to us about New Year, New You. Why is it that people need to wait for the new year to make changes to their appearance or in their lives? Let us know what is your feeling regards to this. You can SMS 48855, you can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Or if you've got any questions for Ronald as well, you can do so. Most people tend to go for the WhatsApp with those questions, so do so. Send them through, inshallah. We'll try and put it forward to our man who joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother, how are you keeping? Are you well?
Hey, alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you, my man?
Alhamdulillah, it's good to be back in 2017. I'm glad to hear that you are fit and healthy, and let's see how we can help people maintain that trend.
Inshallah, yes. Jazakallah khair for joining us. I know you did have a good holiday away, chowing lekker, and I know that you're going to be working double hard this year to get back to the routine and back into shape. I'm sure you're already there.
You know, brother, if you keep in shape throughout, you know, you can indulge here and there. So for some of us, we don't need to get back into shape. We just need to just, you know what, re-entrench what we've done. And it takes a bit quicker than those that just don't exercise at all. Yeah. So the secret to this thing is consistency. Whether it's a small bite of 5 minutes or an hour of exercise, squeeze it in as often as you can.
And round is a shape also, isn't it?
You know, it's not a pleasant shape, but it is a shape. So is oval, egg-shaped, and obtuse.
All right. We'll get straight into that workout. Now, Ronald, what do you have in store for us today on this very first Verbal Fitness Session workout of 2017?
All right, now, you know what, there's two ways to look at a workout starting off in 2017. The first way is to say, no, start off easy, get into it, prepare your body. But we also need to do the body challenge. So it's a combination of the two. So there's a lot of machines, if you do have machines at home or go to the gym, that can help you get slim, sculpted, and in shape. But the one that overlooks most of the time is your body. Your body is the best piece of equipment that you have. So our first exercise is starting off with a squat and kick, my brother. Okay. So we're going to reactivate the bigger muscle groups, okay? Because I'm sure people have not exercised for a long period of time. So I want you to stand with your feet shoulder width apart, hands behind your head, and elbows out to the side. As the police officers pulled you over, you know?
Yeah.
And you then I want you to bend your knees and sit back as far as you can. And then don't bend your knees beyond 90 degrees. And then you push back up to the start. And as you push back up to the start, you kick your right leg in front of you. And that's one repetition. As you bring that leg back, you squat down again. As you lift up, you kick with your left leg in front of you. And that is another rep. And you keep repeating, kicking with your left and your right leg, continuing to alternate that exercise. And you're aiming to do 15 kicks on each leg.
Okay,
so off we go. Squat, kick right leg. Squat, kick left leg. Squat, kick right leg. Squat, kick left leg. And keep on going, people. 50 repetitions on each side, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay?
So far, so good.
All right, the next one I want you to try is a stacked foot push-up. So I want you to get up into the foot, get into the push-up position. Okay. Place one foot on top of the other. So that only one, the lower foot supports your body, okay?
Right.
That gives you a bit of elevation with this exercise as you push down. You then lower yourself until your chest nearly touches the floor. You then pause at the bottom for a second, then you push back up to the starting position. And you're going to aim to do 10 repetitions of this stacked foot push-up.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Off you go, off you go. That's it, nice and easy. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, staying in that push-up position, you're now going to do the mountain climber, my brother. I love this exercise. All right? For those who say they can't run, you're in the push-up position. Both feet back, feet on the floor.
Yeah.
All right? You're then going to imagine that you're running, raising each knee to your chest and taking the foot back to that starting position. And you're going to alternate. This is why you're climbing a mountain. Okay?
Mm.
So go for it. 30 seconds, mountain climbers. Go, go, go. Keep it going, 30 seconds. You haven't even started yet, man. 25 seconds left. 21. Keep it going, nice and easy. Almost done. Now with this exercise, brother, we're bringing in, with this routine rather, cardio. We're bringing in some strength. We're bringing in cardio and strength. Just to, you know, reactivate most systems of the body, okay?
Okay.
5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then we're going to stand up and we're going to end off with a few stretches. Because we want to really activate the body to burn fat, stimulate it to build muscle, and then relax it through with some flexibility, okay?
Okay.
So the first exercise, I want you to keep your feet shoulder width apart.
Yep.
I want you then to lean forward and let your hands touch your knee, okay? Keep your knees straight. Then I want you to go forward so that your hand touches your toes. Then I want you to stretch your hands further in front of you, 10 centimeters from your toes, and try to touch the floor there. And you should feel a progression of the work on the back of the legs and your lower back from a stretching perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, because what's happening is as you take your hands more forward, you begin to pivot more on the hip and keep the back straighter, allowing you to pull more into the lower back, the glutes, and of course the hamstrings or the muscles at the back of the legs. Okay?
Right.
Last exercise, up you come. Feet wider than shoulder width apart. All I want you to do, my brother, is circle your hips clockwise in a big range of motion. So as far forward as you can, as far to the right as you can, as far back as you can, keeping your knees straight, as far to the left as you can. And you do 5 of those nice and easy, slow, circular rotations. And then you're going to alternate sides for another 5 repetitions. Repeat that entire sequence 2 more times and get a wonderful cardio, strength, and flexibility workout to kickstart your new year.
Alhamdulillah. Not too bad. Survived. So that's a good start to 2017. Ronald, we see today, right, our topic for today, which we'll be discussing with Janine in a few minutes' time, is about, you know, new year, new you. Keep hearing these type of statements, right? Why is it that people need new years to start off their resolutions or, you know, to look for change in the new year? Why can't it be at any time?
You know, brother, it's the same thing like why many people want to start a diet on a Monday. You know, and the reason they say that is because it's the start of a new week. So everyone's looking at a decent starting point. You know, like in athletics, you have a 100-meter starting point here and 800 meters ahead.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with when it comes to health and fitness. But I find that many people utilize it as just a crutch. A crutch in the context that you should be able to start an eating plan or an exercise plan or get healthier or fitter or stronger at any point in the year, on any day in the year. It's a mindset shift we've got to change. Many people assume that they, you know, when it comes to Friday, it's a rest day, or Sunday is a rest day. No, it's not. It's a normal work day. It's a normal exercise day. It's a normal healthy eating day. So it's about a mindset shift that has been created over many, many years. Where people say, no, it's new year, it's a new year, new beginning, like a new season, try something new, leave the old season behind you, especially when it comes to exercise and fitness. But what that creates in many people is that they create the habit of falling off the wagon, and they'll wait till the new season, or they'll wait till September the 1st, which is spring, which is associated with renewal and energy.
Mm.
So that's what often happens. So more often than not, people, you know what, let any day be your new year to start the health and fitness plan.
Okay, so if someone's listening out there right now, Ronald, that is looking to, you know, improve their health situation, what advice would you give to them right now?
You know, the number one piece of advice is that don't think you can run a marathon tomorrow.
Mm.
It'll be the start or slowly. Put a plan together. When you put a plan together, you create something called micro goals. If you have these major goals of losing 10 kilograms in a month, you know, you'll disappoint yourself because, you know, initially your body will lose weight. If weight loss is your goal, your body will then plateau. When you reach that plateau, if you haven't strengthened your mind from a mental health perspective and a mental fitness perspective, you will fall off that wagon because you think, I'm not achieving anything. I'm putting in all the work with exercise and fitness. Let me just stop. I'm not interested anymore. But without realizing that you have achieved a lot, without realizing that you have actually, you know, both strength, you are losing centimeters. It might be slowly, but you are losing. You are getting healthier, you're getting fitter, you're getting stronger. And they neglect these micro goals because they're fixated on these massive, you know, over-the-top goals. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but if you're not mentally strong enough, you'll fall off the wagon. So the number one tip is get your mind right, my brother. If you don't get your mind right, you're going to keep on going to falling off these New Year's resolutions as much as 80% of the population does, of those that make these resolutions.
Hmm. Also, you know, I noticed that, you know, I won't lie, I thought of you a lot in the sea, jumping in the waves. I always remember feet shoulder width apart. That's like your middle name on air. So, I remembered that, so I didn't get injured as I usually do, diving in the waves and going on med. But how much does that type of exercise, you know, aid? Because you do feel as if, you know, your legs and thighs tend to get a bit more solid after coming from you know, spending some time at the coast.
No, it definitely does, you know. And what happens is that, you know, without the coast, remember, when you're walking in the sea, on the beach rather, you know, it's taking a little bit more strain on the lower body because you have to literally push your foot down in further. You have to, you know, work a little bit harder on the muscles, the thick, than walking on normal tall grass. The minute you're in the sea, you're working against resistance of the ocean. The currents are pushing you. You have to strengthen. You have to grit yourself down, etc. So there's so much that you have to do to look at from a strength perspective that you do feel a bit, hey, man, I had a bit of a workout today. Yeah, you have, because your muscles have worked extra hard to keep you balanced and stable and stronger.
Brilliant stuff. Jazakallah khair for that, Ronald. We pick it up, inshallah, once again tomorrow. And, we're really raring to go for this new year. Although it's not our new year. Our new year is in Muharram. But we just, you know, our calendars and stuff move with that. So we're just saying, you know, new year in terms of new show coming back from leave and whatever. So we look forward to this and hope you can inspire many more people as you've done in the last year as well. We thank you again for your time, brother.
Jazakallah, my brother, and to you and everybody else, you know what, let's get going for this year. We rallied the kids on board, and you know what, it is January, so, you know, with January being in mind, you have the option to begin to budget correctly for health and fitness. You've got the option to budget mentally to bring resilience into your lifestyle, and then motivate yourself and your family to get fit and get healthy. Inshallah, everyone will achieve that this year.
Inshallah, ameen. Thank you again, brother. We chat tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald there on the Verbal Fitness Sessions on Radio Islam International. Remind again that in a few seconds time, we're joined by Janine Shamos, and we are discussing the topic, as we were discussing in some ways with Ronald as well. New year, new you. Why do we always want to change ourselves in January? Yes, Janine will be talking to us about that and why people set those type of targets to bring about changes in their lives. If you've got any input that you want to put across, you can do so. SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. You're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International.
Wait for me to come home. And when life gets hard, I know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close on every straight.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. We're joined by Janine Shamos, transformation coach, who discusses with us New Year, New You. Why do we always want to change ourselves in January? She joins us now on the line. Good afternoon and welcome to the program, Janine.
Good afternoon and happy 2017 to everybody. We made it.
Yeah, we made it, and we're hoping to make it even better so in this new year, Janine, and we're hoping that you will be with us on this journey as we seek to bring about a better you in our listeners.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Now, Janine, to start off, you know, the topic is a good way to start off. Why do we always want to change ourselves in January? Why?
Well, I think we've been very conditioned over many years to say, you know, start of a new year, we need to make resolutions, and the cursed New Year's resolutions of losing 20 kilos and going to gym every day and doing all sorts of things that we don't really plan on doing. I think we kind of always start, you know, we're told new page, new book, let's start fresh. And we tend to, I think, throw out a lot of the good stuff as well, so, and get a little bit over-enthusiastic.
Indeed we do. But now also some things that happened in 2016. Okay, 2016 was a very disastrous year in many ways for the globe itself, ending off with Donald Trump being elected as well. But, you know, how important is it for people to take the good of the previous year and take it forward into 2017?
Yeah, I think if we look at 2016, which I think was an awful year for a lot of people, it was a very challenging year. And remembering all the negative, we definitely don't want to go into a new year, you know, remembering the baggage, remembering the pain. But we also need to look at the fact that we overcame, we did it, we survived it, we strengthened. And to take those lessons is important. You know, sometimes we learn very important lessons the hard way. Sometimes we discover just how strong we are when things go wrong, and that's an important thing to look out for and remember and hold on to. So don't remember the doom and gloom, but do remember how you overcame and what you did, you know, to actually get through it.
Indeed, and I see some comments here on Facebook, Sister Aisha saying, no new year, new me nonsense. I work on myself daily, and I set goals throughout the year. New year resolutions mostly fail because the date can't foster change. The catalyst for change is self-motivated, and you're either ready or not.
I could not have said it better myself, and I may very well put that up on my wall to remember by, bitches. That's exactly it. You know, we are who we are, and who we are today is not who we were yesterday. It never is, no matter when yesterday was. So I think that's very important, that making change, which a lot of New Year's resolutions are, we're making change because we think we need to, or society says we should, and that's never a good enough reason for change. You know, and remembering who you are is a beautiful thing, and hold on to you. You don't have to change it just because it's a new year.
Indeed. I see another one coming from Sister Naima. She says, I don't do the new year, new me thing. I can make changes in my life throughout the year and strive to be better. I feel it's like a cop-out to say I'll wait until the new year. What do you say?
Oh, it's like waiting until Monday to start a diet. That's exactly it. And you know you're doomed anyway. You know that by Tuesday you've already gone off it. So I think looking at change, you know, in a way that is meaningful and changing in a way that you want to. I think for a lot of women, we might look at, you know, new year, let me get back into shape, or let me overhaul my image, or, you know, let me stop wearing the same old things, or wearing, you know, that's a refresher rather than a complete overhaul or change. And that's important, to stay dynamic within yourself. But I think there's things about ourselves that work, and changing, well, saying we need to change just because is a terrible idea.
All right. Remember, listeners, you can interact with us as well. You can SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Let us know what you feel on the topic of New Year, New You. As another one here from Sister Rukea saying, I agree with Naima. This New Year's resolutions is nonsense. We need to strive to improve throughout the ages and not only plan to do so because of some annual concept. There's never a good time to plan change. It's a daily mindset and struggle.
It's a beautiful comment, that, because I think we so often fight change. And I think for a lot of people, you know, saying, okay, well, I'm going to bring in these changes on the 1st of January, is because most of us are scared of change. And, you know, it seems almost like we're still in control if we plan to change. But change is dynamic. Change is inevitable, and we need to embrace it.
It's a good question to ask. Why are we afraid of change?
I think human beings generally, we want to control our environment. We're scared of the unknown. We're scared of taking that step into something that may not give us what we expect. And I think there's a lot of the fear and uncertainty, especially at the moment where the world is in flux generally in every way, shape, that we're trying to hold on to anything, even if it's uncomfortable, because we know it. And it really, we need to understand that change is inevitable. And I always think of the African jacana bird that is a water bird and lives on water lilies. And as it walks across the swamp, it steps on a water lily, and the water lily sinks inevitably, and it moves to a new water lily. And I've always thought, if humans could do that, how more powerful would we be? That as things need to change, we change. And it doesn't have to be crippling. It doesn't have to be terrifying. Change is just what happens. Embrace it. And if we're comfortable in ourselves, it's not that scary.
Doesn't the human mind, or, you know, don't humans have this ability to be able to adapt or die? You know, we have to adapt to new situations. Are we just afraid to take that step?
I think we're a complex creature, for want of a better word. But I think we definitely do adapt, and we adapt so much more than we realize, but we fight it the whole way. And I think it's a crazy concept, because we're wired almost to deal with change and to adapt to situations and to fit in, and we fight it and we kick and we scream against it and we wind up changing anyway. So if we stop fighting, it would be a lot more pleasant.
Now, Janine, how do we use this new year to make better use of our time? You know, everyone's complaining there's no blessing in time nowadays. So how do we go about using the new year to change our time patterns and using it more productively?
I think that's always a complaint. And, you know, we get to June, July, and people are going, oh, there's not enough time. You know, it's just a perpetual issue. I think it is important that we look at how we use our time. Towards the middle of the year, we generally do start slowing down. So we start procrastinating more. It takes us longer to do stuff. We get up later. So we are actually wasting time. Whereas at the beginning of the year, you're a bit more re-energized and you get up early and full of good intentions. And to keep that going is important. So, you know, do you really need 10 hours of sleep at night? Or are you coping absolutely fine with 8? It's just it's cold and it's dark and I don't want to get up. That is a two-hour waste. Do you need to take a two-hour lunch break? Or are you quite happy with half an hour and going for a brisk walk? So utilizing your time to the best of your ability and looking at, rather than quantity of time, what is your quality of time? And for parents, you know, we often look at working parents and they say, oh, I don't spend enough time with my kids. And they might spend lots of time with their kids, but they're not talking. They're not interacting. How much time are you spending that is quality? Are you conversing? Are you having dinner at the dinner table and talking? Utilizing that time and doing things for yourself. Really schedule time to have me time. Whether that's reading a chapter of a book or having a bubble bath or going for a walk, schedule that time in, because if you don't, it's not going to happen. So we burn out quite quickly when we don't look after ourselves. So it's important to reassess when we're still energized enough to do it.
Finally, Janine, you know, towards the end of last year, coming towards the leave period, I myself felt very drained. But the leave period has, you know, I've got my batteries recharged. Now, how do we keep our energy levels up in this new year in terms of not getting to that level of being drained out completely?
So I'm going to hate myself for saying this, but I think it is important to sleep, exercise, and eat healthy. And I'm kicking myself as I say it because I don't do any of those. But it is really important to do the things that keep you energized. You know, life is about giving, and it's about putting your energy into things. And the things that drain us, that you think, oh, I can't do this. It feels like it's been 10 hours and it's been like 5 minutes. Those are your energy drainers, and we need to work really hard to recuperate that energy. So identify things in your life that you enjoy doing.
Important. Oh, okay, she's back. All right, we just lost you for a few seconds there.
Driving through Bryanston at hate signal, sorry. You know, it's important to keep yourself energized and understand, listen to your body. But when it comes to a weekend or you've been working flat out and your body's going, I can't do this anymore, take a break. If he's telling you to, it means you need to.
All right, wonderful advice there. Thank you so much, Janine, for joining us today and, you know, inciting some of that, giving us some of those insights. And listeners will definitely appreciate it. And we'll pick it up again next week with some more for them and pearls of wisdom to keep us going. Thank you so much and all the best for the 2017.
Thank you, and to your listeners too, and for their words of wisdom too.
Brilliant. Bye-bye now. Alrighty then. That brings us to the close of the program for today. It's been cool. I thought it would be harder, being the first day coming back into the studio, but it's been a breeze. Except for there's no breeze in the studio, actually, but I mean, you know what I mean. Bilal, Jazakallah Khair for, you know, helping me with the program, and we'll pick it up again, inshallah, tomorrow for another exciting edition of The Power Half Hour. Jazakallah Khair to all those that have interacted with us. Continue to do so. Send your questions through. We'll put it through to Ronald and our esteemed guests tomorrow. Life Coach Subia Kuvaria joins us for another, you know, awe-inspiring topic. She always comes up with these topics that, you know, get your mind and your heart and everything in order. So from myself, Jaskar, and Muhammad Bilal for today, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.